This is a further response to a problem that Simon, which is Simon at SM2N, on Audioboo, has been having with his Bang & Olufsen Biogram 1200 turntable. This information is directed at Simon, but I've decided to put it up as a general boo for those and others that may be interested in vinyl, as it were, and turntables. It relates to Simon's problem that he was having wow and flutter on his records, and we suspect that it was due to a worn belt. At least a prime mover in the whole operation of turntables is the belt drives, and Simon has ordered a new belt drive, or a new belt, I should say. And so this is just a further response, further information, but it's kind of more general, and it may help Simon. He may be interested, but he may not. But hopefully others might be interested in this if you are a bit of a vinyl fiend or an audiophile, as they say, and probably at various stages everyone is, from just a basic I play the records and I don't give a jot after that to real high-end stuff. So the point behind this audioboo is to give a reference to a particular piece of, let's say, it's not equipment, it is actually a analog test LP, vinyl LP. And the reason behind this is to help anyone set up their turntable as best they possibly can. Now, there's a lot of test LPs out there, and they vary. Well, most of them come from the United States of America, although there are others, and some of them can be $100. And if you take $100 and you have sort of a top end stuff and you really want it tuned up properly and you really want to get the best out of everything, your turntable, your tone arm, your stylus, your pickup, everything, then if you've spent a little bit of money on your vinyl gear, then really you should be spending something more additional to get one of these test LPs. But the one I'm going to talk about just now is actually, it's called the Ultimate Analog Test LP, and it's $39.99, that is just under $40. And this is actually a great one. I actually used to have this one. Well, I had its predecessor, it's been upgraded. I had this, and I unfortunately gave it away to someone who bought into vinyl in a big way, and he spent a lot of money, a lot more than I would ever spend on vinyl. But he became a real audiophile, so I gave it to him, a loan off, and I've never seen it since. But that's just another story. So the reference to this one is it does help you set up your turntable in a very professional manner. It's pretty easy to understand. I'm assuming the new one comes, or the new version comes exactly, or maybe even improved setup details with the accompanying album, or vinyl record I should say. It's basically just, I'll read a quick snippet. It just says the disc is indispensable for anyone who is dedicated to the most accurate adjustment of his LP playback system and thus the best sound. And that's from Harry Pearson, the aka the Absolute Sound Editor. And there are various tests on it. There's speed tests, wow and flutter tests, there's tone tests, every kind of test you can think about, and probably much more than you ever thought was involved in setting up a turntable. And I'm sure some people who have really been into it, I'm not sure how far Hi-Fi George has been into this, or even Stefano Slandi, or anyone else who's listening in. But it can get a grip of you. But I want to just stay dedicated to this particular, promoting this particular test LP, because I said there's many LPs out there, test LPs, and they are quite pricey. And I think this one for the average Joe, as it were, which is kind of discrediting a little bit, because it is actually is probably as good, if not possibly better, than the $100 ones, certainly because it does actually generate tones, and the tones that it generates in various frequencies or hertz is designed so that when you play it, and this is specific, this particular bit I'm mentioning is designed, they're targeted directly at Simon, in that it generates tones, and these tones are precise tones, so that when your record is spinning, that is a test record, it will generate a tone, and any fluctuation in speed on your turntable, you will pick up with your ears instantly that the tone is actually altering. So if you play the track and the particular tone track, and you don't detect any change in that tone, then you can pretty much guarantee that you're near enough bang on with your speeds. And so all this kind of stuff helps, and that's why I'm saying that this is probably one of the better ones, because of the amount of tone generation it does, and of course it does everything else. I've just actually seen that this model actually supersedes the long outdated, I didn't think it was that long ago, RCA test level track. Oh, that's either just related to one of the test level tracks. One can also be used as an outside track, wow and flutter reference, as will the inner track, track 10. Two ways to approach this measurement. Okay, enough said, the bump, I'll put a link on the audio boo, and I will try and, I don't know if I can help Hi-Fi George here by reading it out, but I guess you'll be able to find out how, you'll be able to read the link in some manner, or someone will help him out with that. I guess that's how he works anyway. So the actual link is store, S-T-O-R-E dot acoustics sounds, acoustics-sounds dot com. So if you go into that, and you probably have to go to a link to get the page I got within that homepage, but it will, you'll find it okay. But I will put the complete link in the audio view as a text comment adjacent to it. So it is an excellent piece of equipment, if I call it equipment, for setting up. And I would say this, you know, if you're spending any kind of money on a turntable and associated amp speakers or whatever else, $40 is nothing. I mean, it's absolutely nothing. What is that going to be, about $40, about £28 or something like that in our money? It's not, absolutely nothing. And I would suggest anybody gets it. Really, now that I'm talking, I really should send away for it myself. Just make sure that mine's still tip-top, although I do tune mine's up regularly. But let's just say we sometimes get a little bit lazy, and sticking one of these test LPs on a regular basis on, and just following it through from start to finish, is just going to guarantee that you're staying on top of things, as it were. I think it would be totally indispensable, and I think it would be a great addition. So if it helps Simon, fantastic. If it helps everyone else, hopefully all the better. So I'll leave it at that just now. Yes, we'll leave it at that just now. Bye for now.